Nothing is quite as it seems in Richard Greenberg's 1990 play, The American Plan, which is currently enjoying a wonderful revival by the Manhattan Theater Club. At its heart is a powerful, complicated relationship between a mother and daughter. One thing that is quite clear is just how effective the actors are playing those roles, which should come as no surprise. Mercedes Ruehl, the Tony and Academy Award winner, stars as the mother, Eva Adler, and Lily Rabe plays Lily, her daughter. The production's run has been extended at the Friedman Theater on West 47th Street through March 22nd, and I'm very, very pleased that it has brought Mercedes Ruehl back to this show. Hello.
Hello. Nice to be with you.
Did you know Lily Rabe before you signed on for this role?
No. I never met her in my goings and comings until our first photographic shoot for the play before we even went into rehearsals. And I remember saying to her at that shoot, you know, 3 months from now, we're total strangers to each other, and we are going to know each other so well in 3 months. And indeed we do.
Well, in this case, you're portraying a very convoluted and intimate relationship. Developing chemistry obviously has to be really important. How long did it take to feel at ease with each other?
You know, we went after the first rehearsal, the first read-through, we went out to lunch together. And immediately we had a rapport, which has only grown and strengthened over the weeks and months that we've worked together. It's very rare to have this kind of rapport with an actor. I'm tremendously fond of her, and thankfully she of me. And I think has fed into the play, because we do have a very convoluted mother-daughter relationship in the play. And of course, I've met her mother, Jill Clayburgh, and all three of us have gone out after the show, and we really have formed a little sisterhood that is quite delightful.
Well, I hope her relationship with her real mother is a little less strained than the one that she has with you in the play.
Thankfully, yes, yes.
How was this play received when it was first staged in 1990?
Well, I'm not sure how it was received in 1990. I wasn't part of that production at all.
But did you see it?
I didn't see it, no. The play was new to me when I read it this year. And I understand it's been done at least one other theater, I believe on the West Coast. The agent who suggested that I do it at Innovative Artists, they all said, look, this play, we've seen readings of it, we've seen productions of it, we've seen actors who seemed really well cast and other actors who were brilliant but maybe not so well cast. It always packs a wallop no matter what. And when I read it, I saw why, and immediately said, yes, I'd do it.
It's set in 1960 in the Catskills. How is that period important to the play? Because we're talking about a cusp period, aren't we, between the conformity of the 50s and the activism of the Vietnam War years?
Yeah, it's right on the cusp. It's coming out of that 50s jubilation and moving into the next great convulsion of American history. And but it takes place on a summer, in the Catskills, at a time when the great Catskill hotels were still possibly at their zenith, you know. And the American Plan refers to many things, but one thing it refers to is the breakfast, lunch, and dinner plan. The European Plan, I believe, is just that you get breakfast and lunch and you're on your own for dinner, but at the big hotels, one of the main attractions was it was an everything-you-could-eat proposition. And, of course, that and jokes that devolve from that are thoroughly explored in the play. But it was kind of, it was in a very pregnant eve in our history that the play takes place, yeah.
I don't know whether you ever went to the Catskills.
Well, I'm Catholic, so that whole scene of the great Jewish hotels is not something that I was ever a part of. But I did have a crazy Irish aunt who owned a farm in the Catskills, in another part of the Catskills, And so I remember going up to the Catskills as a small child every summer with my parents and my brother to her farm, which she had opened up to family and friends of family. And so I do remember that period very well, although not that particular phenom, you know?
Well, people used to go to these hotels year after year after year. It was a big social thing.
Yeah.
But Eva and her daughter seemed to go to the Catskills to hide. Lily explains that the reason is that your character thinks you should always have a population you could feel superior to.
Well, Eve, the character that I play, is a German Jew who escaped Germany, as she says, on the last boat out with her husband, who had already been transformed by the tragedies that were beginning to take place in Europe. And so while there's a sense that there has been some great loss, they themselves were saved. But with all the complications that have to do with the guilt and the aftermath of being a survivor. And
so she's very suspicious of what life holds in store.
Yes, she is. And she's also, she comes from a very cultivated family. I remember when I did Lost in Yonkers with Irene Wirth. Irene, too, was playing at that time a German Jewish woman who had been transplanted to Yonkers. And in both cases, there is a sense of cultural superiority that I understand from many people marked the German Jews at that time, that they were extremely, in all Europe, generally considered to be extraordinarily cultivated people. And so in my character, there is a kind of superiority. She is with but not of this population that goes to the Catskills every summer.
But the suspicious side leads her to say, the world has a wish for you, and it's never good.
Yeah.
Now, this character could be played as something of a villain, but you've really found a lot of nuance in her, and I was never sure whether I should be upset with her or sympathize with her, understand why she is the way that she is. Is this something that was there from the start, or is that something you had to work out for yourself?
Well, you know, it's virtually impossible to put into a text something that isn't there. So I was able to cull that from the text, that this is a complicated woman. Not merely a woman whose control over her daughter is such that by itself destroys her daughter.
Well, you're not sure whether it's protective or manipulative.
It's both, you know? And isn't that just like life? I mean, this is a woman whose daughter is very eccentric. And the woman, for reasons that perhaps are partly conscious, partly unconscious, overprotects this daughter, and in her overprotection of this girl, actually prevents her from having the life that she is probably capable of having. She's eccentric, yes, but she's finally not pathological. Now, you know,
and we, the audience, fall in love with her.
With the daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that, but I have found that the audience sees themselves in both the mother and the daughter. And in the final analysis, the mother puts the kibosh on the relationship that is the central relationship in the play. A young man goes for a swim, pulls out of a lake on the shore of their home across from this great hotel, and begins a relationship with this young girl. But as the story unfolds, we find out that this young man has a troubling past, too, and a troubling history. And the mother senses that, and the mother senses that this young man may actually be a destructive force in her daughter's life. And I've heard that people have walked out saying, that mother did the right thing. And other people have come out saying, what a, you know, Gorgon. So I think maybe I'm doing my job right, correctly, because she is first and foremost a human being. And how many times is destruction wreaked in the name of doing the right thing? know.
Well, you seem to like to play parts that confound people. Last time you visited the show, it was to talk about Edward Albee's The Goat.
Yes.
And that was a complicated character as well. My guess is Mercedes Ruehl, who won a Tony for Neil Simon's Lost in Yonkers and an Academy Award for The Fisher King. She stars as Eva Adler in Richard Greenberg's The American Plan, which has been extended through March 22nd at the Manhattan Theater Club Samuel J. Friedman Theater at 261 West 47th Street. And by the way, if you want more information, you can go to our show page at WNYC.org. What about those extensions? Usually when you do a limited run, you have plans to do something right afterward.
Yeah, I don't have, well, we didn't know how far it would be extended, and we have been extended right up to the limits of the next play that's coming in. I do have a couple of independent films that I'm looking at the moment for the spring, but in the summer, I hope to begin work on a play called Dinner at the Bay Street Theater in Sag Harbor, out here in the Hamptons, out in the Hamptons where I live, and possibly bringing it into New York eventually next year.
People are always curious about making the transition from theater to film or film to theater. Has it been easy for you?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe if your initial grounding is in theater, it's an easier transition than if your initial acting experience is in film. Because it's very hard to come out of the studio and work in a 1,000 or a 1,500 seat house and reach out with your acting tentacles to the back of the room. But I do find ultimately it's the same process of becoming a character, the same process of you know, being a wheel rolling out of its own center and finding out what that center is in the character and rolling out of it. So while it is technically different, in its essence, it's very much the same.
Now, you're reaching out to that last row with a really interesting accent.
Yes.
Did that come
accent
to you from the start?
Excuse me?
Was that something that occurred to you from the start, or is this something you had to go through any number of permutations to perfect?
Well, it's written into the script. She does have a German accent. I began doing it immediately and found, to my surprise, that I have a great facility for the German accent.
Well, you're part German, aren't you?
I am part German. I'm German, Cuban, and Irish. What a mix.
Mm.
So it did come rather easily. I had some wonderful help from a lovely woman who teaches dialects at Juilliard. But it actually was just something that came. And I have found that for me, I remember reading somewhere that for Olivier it was finding the nose. If you could find the nose of his character, he could find the character. For me, it's finding the voice, the sound, the pattern of speech, the timbre of the voice, the rhythm and the music of the speech, and the accent. Once I get that, almost everything else follows.
You mean the way you move your body and the way you sit,
yes,
all of that,
yes,
comes out of the voice?
It really does. It really does. The body follows right down to the fingertips, for me. This mm-hmm. may not be the case for all actors. As soon as I find the voice for me is the engine that animates everything else.
Can you imagine finding the nose? I'm not even sure I know what that means.
I'm not sure either, but then I'm not Olivier.
And some people might say that's just fine with them, by the way. You're a mother. Did that help you in understanding this character?
Yes, to a certain extent. Overly protective mothers come in all shapes, sizes, races, and nationalities. And my mother, I would have to say, was a rather protective woman. And also, we've had talkbacks after the show on Saturday afternoons with the audience. And the women are fascinated with this mother-daughter thing from both ends. From being daughters and mothers, and that sense of seeing your daughter as an extension of yourself is apparently, this is a great, I only have sons, but it's a great temptation for women. And it takes a tremendous amount of self-discipline, insight, and love to cut that off and let that daughter spin out and be her own unique and separate self.
Were your parents supportive when you wanted to go into acting?
They endured for several years. And my mother would quietly mention graduate school in theater and teaching from time to time, to no avail. Her suggestions did fall on stony ground, but as I got older and I didn't, you know, I really didn't get my first breaks till I was like 29 or 30. Because I think I, in essence, have always been a character actor. And so, you know, I was never an ingenue. And during those early years, I did a lot of waitressing and studying, and I was very aware of their worry, and I to this day don't know why I kept at it, but I had an inner mandate about acting that was stronger than anything else, and I have not really demonstrated that kind of singleness of purpose or courage in any other area of my life, really, but in acting it was always there.
Your Broadway debut was in I'm Not Rappaport, where you played Judd Hirsch's daughter. They must have been pleased. And then were they around when you won your Oscar and your Tony? That was in the same year, wasn't it?
Well, it was not. I don't think it was in the same year per se, but it was within less than a year of each other.
That's pretty
so
good.
So, yes. They were very pleased. The talk about teaching ended abruptly with the Tony. And my mother and dad, who lived in Bethesda, Maryland at the time, had a local television crew come in and film them watching me accept the Oscar. And the evening became not just about me, but about my mother's performance in their den.
Mercedes.
Which tells you a lot about our mother-daughter relationship. But it was, I must say, it was a wonderful night all around for all of us.
Mercedes Rule is appearing with Lily Ray, Brenda Presley, who's magnificent in this play, Austin Lysy, and Kieran Campion. It's The American Plan, and it's at the Manhattan Theater Club at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater on West 47th Street, extended through March 22nd. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.